ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a fresh spotlight was shone over the history books last week to mark the 80th anniversary of the Japanese surrender in the Pacific. But even after 80 years, new details are still emerging, including some about a special Australian unit which featured six Solomon Islands soldiers. It was called the Special Reconnaissance Unit. It was the brainchild of an Australian anthropologist turned army officer named Donald Thompson, and its job was to protect the north coast of Australia from Japanese forces. As for what became of them is anyone's guess. However, Army Fellow at the Australian War Memorial, Major Samuel White, is trying to find out, and he spoke about it with Kyle Evans.
The Special Reconnaissance Unit was tasked after a letter that Thompson wrote suggesting that it was possible with taking the best warriors from Arnhem Land and patrolling the coast of Arnhem Land, not in the way that they would sit and fight, you know, in a pitched battle, but because they were able to be completely independent within Arnhem Land. You didn't have to resupply with food or with weapons. These men were taught how to identify Japanese officers and how to kill them. They were taught how to identify Japanese aircraft and how to call it in on the radio, even to the point where they had Molotov cocktails. And that was the only Western weapon that the men were given or wanted to have, was these Molotov cocktails that they could throw at tanks if they landed on the beach. That was the task of the unit. Now, that unit didn't see any action, but for 2 years they patrolled Arnhem Land, keeping an eye to see whether or not the Japanese landed. And in fact, that they are the precursor to the unit that still exists there today, the Arnhem Squadron, which is part of Norforce. It's the grandsons and the granddaughters serving the same unit as the grandfathers.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. I understand you've put their story in the newspapers in the Solomon Islands to get an idea of people who might have known them or who might have been related to them. What's the response been like?
Yeah, the response has been more than I hoped that it would be. So it might be worth just saying, though, that these six men, Donald Thompson personally requested them to join, and we think that's because Thompson had served in the Solomons during World War II with the Coast Watchers. We don't know how Thompson knew these men by name, but what we have in some of the letters that went from Australia to the Solomons and via the High Commission, Deputy Prime Minister of Australia was brought in at one point, was that these six men were requested specifically. And some of the Solomon Islanders came back and said, oh, does it have to be them? And the answer was yes, it had to be them. So these six men were there to help the Yolngu understand, I think, how to identify Japanese aircraft, because I think they were coast watchers. We don't have any formal documents that show that, but they must have had some experience already in the Solomon Islands. These six men came from different islands. There was Private Tiki, Private Gege, Private Papai, Private Macau, Private Edward Richardson, and a Private Tauzia, who discharged earlier in the piece. We're not quite sure why he went home early. Perhaps he was sick. But of those six men that joined, five ended up serving in Arnhem Land. And we see them in the photos. They're often there side by side with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander troops. In terms of the feedback that we've had, I've had about five or six grandchildren of Private Macau from Palau, and they've reached out. We know that his medal is still in the family. One of the reverends who works in Solomon Islands has reached out about a descendant of Private Tiki. But that's been it so far. We're really keen to see where the other four ended up and to get their story as well.
Yeah, it's incredible that they were handpicked specifically. Does that mean that they might have served in like the Battle of Guadalcanal or something like that?
I don't think they were in Guadalcanal, but I do think that they would have been part of Coast Watchers with Donald Thompson. And I think that's probably what brought them from all the different islands together. Mm. If we can get access to those records, we can confirm that. But theirs is a very unique part of Solomon Islander military history, because they are enlisted in the Australian Army, right? Like, they're not just seconded. They have a regimental number. They are paid as Australian troops. They are given Australian medals, and they're entitled to, you know, veteran status from Australia. Unlike perhaps the Coast Watchers or people that remained within the British Solomon Islands at the time, these are Australian troops, and Daniel Moore Memorial is trying to tell their story.
And just finally, you know, if you can figure that out, what do you hope to do with the, you know, with the information and the details once you have them confirmed?
So we have these photos from the Donald Thompson collection, and they're owned by the University of Melbourne, but they've been very kindly, they're allowing us to use them at the Australian War Memorial. What I'd like to do is to be able to have those photos at the War Memorial online in a way that anyone can access it across the world, and to have the stories of the grandchildren of these men explaining their grandfather so that anyone can listen and anyone can read the story of their grandparents. We also have a book coming out with the University of Melbourne Press, where we're looking at both the history of the Northern Territory Special Reconnaissance Unit, and with the photos from the Thompson Collection, we're looking at the history of when Milangimbi was bombed, and there was a boat called the Patricia Cam. It was sunk, and some Yolngu men saved a lot of the Ballander sailors. And I want to have a chapter in there which talks specifically about the Solomon Islander history. So that is what we're working towards, a free-to-download or a free-to-access book where we can tell the next step in this history of the men.
And that is Army Fellow at the Australian War Memorial, Major Samuel White, and he was speaking with Carl Evans.